Okay, so we're going to begin now on the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, because today's daf is Lamed Aleph. The very last line of Shabbos daf Lamed Amud Beis states, Tadu Rabbanan, Lo Lamihe Adam, An Vison Kehilel Vayhe Kaptan Kishamai. So a person should always be patient and humble like Hillel, and he shouldn't be someone who's so strict and so particular like Shammai. Now the Brisa is going to give a bunch of stories as an example of this. So the Gemara first says, Ma'aseh b'shnei b'nei Adam, there's a story with two people. She'himru zed zed, they got involved with each other. Va'amru, kol mi she'yelef v'yachnin es Hillel yitel arba me'al zuz. Anyone who can make Hillel angry can get from his friend 400 zuz. Amar Echa Mehem, one person said, Adi Yachni Tadu, I will get him angry. Also, Yom Erev Shabbos, that day it was Erev Shabbos. Vehilo Chavavis Rosha, he was washing his hair, Lechavot Shabbos. Halak Vavar Al Pezah Beso, so he went to the opening of his house, of Hillel's house. Amar, he said in a denigrating fashion, Mikad Hillel, Mikad Hillel, is Hillel found here, is Hillel found here. It says it's not appropriate to refer to the Nasi of Yisrael as simply Hillel. So Nisatav Yosalikro, so Hillel heard, he got dressed and he went to see him. Amarlo, Hillel said to him, Bini Matavakes, my son, what do you want? Amarlo, so the man said, Shelo Yeshli Shel, I have a question. Amarlo, Shal Bini Shal. So Hillel said, Ask my son. So he asked him, Mipnei Marashim Shabavli Sigal Galos, why are the heads of the Babylonians not round, but they're more like wide? There are different explanations. What explanation is that they're actually very, very round? So they're, well, why are they shaped differently, essentially? Abalo Hillel said, Bini, Sheyeg Dolta Sheshalta. Oh, you asked a really great question. And the answer is, Bini, Sheyeg Lahem Chayos Pichos. They don't have midwives who are very smart, and so it's difficult for them to arrange this. Okay, so the halach vehimtim shachas. So the man went and he waited one moment, v'chazar, and he returned. The Amar, and he said, Mikahil, same thing. Is Hillel here? He sat if you had something gross, so Hillel got dressed, he went out to see him. And Amar lo, Bini Matavakesh, what do you want? Amar lo, Sheli Eishli Shol, I have a question. Amar lo, Shal Bini Shal, go ask. Bimnei Ma'einayim Shel Tarmudim Terutos. Why are the eyes of the Tarmudim, I guess, soft? So, Amar lo, Bini She'ela Gedola Sha'alta, you ask a very good question. Bimnei She'dar Bein Acholos, because they are living in the sand area. And therefore, the wind gets in their eyes and softens them. Halafitim Shaacha. So the man went and waited another hour. Chazav Amar, he returned and he said, Mikan Hill, who is Hillel? Was Hillel here? Is Hillel here? The Satif, Yazik Rosa, Hillel went to visit him, went to meet him. Amarlo, Bidi Batavakesh, my son, what do you want? Amarlo, Sheila Yeshli Shel, I have a question to ask. So he said, Amarlo, Shal, Bidi Shal, go ask. Why are the, I guess, the feet of the Africans very wide? Amarlo, Bini said, my son, Shelag Doshata, you're asking a really good question. They should darbein bitse habayim, because they live in the areas where there's a lot of mud, and therefore Hashem created their feet in a way that they wouldn't, I guess, sink in the mud. Amarlo, the man said, Shelos harbe yishli shol, mishyare ani shematichos. I have many questions, and I am afraid that maybe you're going to get angry. So Nisatev, Hillel got dressed, v'yashe lefonim, he sat in front of him, Amarlo, Hillel said back to him, kol shelos sheyesh lechol mishol shal. Go ask all the questions that you want to ask me. Amarlo, the man said, Atahu Hillel shekor oscha nisi Yisrael, are you Hillel that they call the Prince of Israel? Amarlo, Hillel said, hey, yes, Amarlo, Iva Tahu lo yirbe kavoscha Israel, if you are him, there shouldn't be many people like you in Israel. Amar lo, Hillel said, "Bini ma ta, bini ma, why are you saying this?" Amar lo, he said to him, "Neshe bati al yadcha arba me'ozuz, because I lost 400 zuz because you didn't get angry." You should be very careful with your speech. Kedai hu hilal shita'abel yado arabel zuz varabel zuz behilal loyak beer. It's better. It's probably better if you would. It's better if you would lose 400 zuz and another 400 zuz so hilal and so that hilal won't get angry. Okay, tadar abara. That's like a famous hilal story. Now we have another famous hilal story. Okay, Baise Bedachri Echad Shibalifnei Shabbai. There's a story about a non-Jew came before Shabbai. Omer lo, he said to him, Kama Torah Shishlechem, how many Torahs you have? Omer lo, Shabbai said, Shtayim, two Torahs. Torah Shibakstav, Torah Shibal Peh. A Torah Shibakstav and Torah Shibal Peh. So, Omer lo, so Shabbai, so Omer lo, the non-Jew said, Shibakstav Ani Mamincha, I believe in Torah Shibakstav, because it's written. Bav Torah Shabbal Peh, but Shabbal Peh, Eidi Bamincha. I don't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh. Gairedi Avraham Shetlavdei Torah Shemiksav. I convert me on condition that you'll teach me only Torah Shemiksav, the written Torah. Gar Bo Voltsia Bin Zifa. So Shabbat got angry and he threw him out with a lot of anger, because we know the Bryce and Bechoros Daf Lamed Bay says that if someone comes to convert. And he accepts the whole Torah except for one thing. We're not mekabel. We don't accept him as a convert. So, Bali, if they Hillel, the non-Jew comes before Hillel and he wants to convert him with the same condition. Gairei Hillel converted him, and he relied on his wisdom that he would be able to accept in the future also Torah Shebal Peh. It's pointed out that this individual was not a kofer. He was not someone who denied Torah Shebal Peh. And the fact that he didn't commit, it was only because he didn't believe that it was given from Hashem. And Hillel believed that after he would teach him, that he would believe and he would accept it. Igros Moshe explains, Igros Moshe in Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis Siman Dalet explains that the non-Jew believed there was a Torah Shebal Peh, but he didn't believe that. He didn't believe that Shabbai and Hillel's opinions are essentially Torah Shebal Peh that was given from Hashem, and Hillel relied on himself that he would teach him this, and he would teach him the whole Torah. And nowadays, I don't think people would convert based on this, but Hillel somehow he had the ability to know about them being accepting this in the future. In any case, so there's another story. Which is Ba Lifnei Hillel. So, I'm sorry. One second. So, Yom HaKama. So, on the first day, Omar Lo, Hillel said to him, to this convert, Aleph Beis Gibel Dalet, Tom the Aleph Beis, Labachar Apechlei, the next day turned it around, the Dalet Gibel Beis Aleph, or from start from Tuf, Omar Lo, and the convert said to Hillel, Vais Falo Mart Lihachi, didn't you teach me a different way? Omar Lo, Hillel said back to Blav, aren't you relying on me what I taught you yesterday? So Da'al Peh Nami Smoch Alai. So he also believed in Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, because Hillel taught him Torah Shebiksav and he believed in him and he accepted him, so now he's saying, okay, well, now believe in me in Torah Shebal Peh. And he convinced him also in Torah Shebal Peh. Shuv Ma'iseh Be'Nachri Yechad. So This is a more famous convert story with Hillel. So another story with a non-Jew comes before Shabbat below. The Nachri says, "Gairedi Abadashit Tzalabdeni called Tarakula, convert me on condition that you'll teach me the entire Torah." Gashidi Omed Al Regalachas, and I'm standing while I'm standing on one foot. So Dechafo Ba'amas Abinyan Shabiyado. So Hillel Shabbat got upset and he pushed him in front. He pushed him away from him with his builder's staff that he had with him, and his hand Bun Lifnei Hillel comes before Hillel. And Gairei, he converts him. V'amar lo, he said, "Hey, dalach sadi lechavrach lo savid. Whatever you hate, whatever is hateful to your friend, don't do." Zohi called Tarkul. That is the entirety of the Torah. And then v'idach, and the rest of the Torah perushahu is simply an explanation. Zil gomor, go and learn it. So that's a question. What reyacha means? He said, "What your friend doesn't like is chavercha. Is that a kino? Is that a sort of a hint to Hashem's name?" And what Hillel is saying is Hillel saying to him, "Don't violate the words of God because He is your friend. Because also, what is hateful to your friend you shouldn't do. So that's another way. So is chaver chamin your mamish your friend? Or we say most of the mitzvahs are beidav lachavero, and you shouldn't do that. The rest of that is commentary. Or is chavercha even referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Marsha writes that even Hillel had kavana for the phrase v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. He didn't use that pasuk because it was typical to speak in Aramaic, and also and the fact that he speaks in a negative term. In other words, he didn't say you should love your friend like yourself, but don't do to what's despised to your friend. So it's because Hillel holds that the basis of the mitzvah v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha is based on lo sikom v'lo sitor, which is, says, don't take revenge and don't bear grudge, that's said in the beginning of the pasuk. So the truth is, the ikar of the pasuk is actually first, the main part of the mitzvah is actually first said in a negative form, and that actually comes first. Okay, so now the shub ba'isei b'nachriyecha shahaya over achor beis ha-medrash. There's another story of the non-Jews passing by the back of the Beis Medrash with Shomar Kol Sofer, and he heard the sound of a teacher, Shaya Ober. They would say the pasuk Ve'ela Begadim Sheyasu Choshen Ve'efod. He's discussing the Begadim, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. Amar, the non-Jew said, Halalo Lami, who are these garments made for? Or below, they said to him, Le Kohen Gadol, for the Kohen Gadol. Amar also Nachri Be'atzmo. A non-Jew said to himself, I want to go and I want to convert because I want these clothing. I want them to give me this clothing. But if they shab, I succumb before shab. Relay says to him, Guy Rainy Abadashin, save me, Koi Gado. Convert me on condition that you'll make me a Koi Gado. He pushed him off with a builder's staff that he had in his hand. Because it's ridiculous. A Jew cannot become a Kohen Gadol. Bal if they hello, comes before hello. Amarlo, klum, mamidim. He said, Guy Rady, convert me. Amarle, hello said to the convert, klum, mamidim, melech, el mish yodea, tachsise malchus. I can't appoint someone a king unless he knows all the rules of the king. And since you want to become a king, to rule, to be a Kohen Gadol, leich lamod, first learn the Torah, what it says about the glory of the kahuna, the priesthood. So the convert said, fine. Halach v'kara, so he went and he read, kiven shigia v'azar korev yumas, that he said that someone who's not a kohen, who comes close, will die. Amar lei, the convert asked Hillel, mikra zeh almine amar, upon whom is this pasuk said, who is this czar? So Amar Lei, Hillel said back to him, Yafilu al David Melech Yisrael, even on David, the king of Israel, it is said because he doesn't come from the lineage of the Kahuna. So Ger Kava Chomer Beatzmo. The convert drew a logical comparison to himself. And he said, Ema Yisrael Shediku Bar Lamakom. And Kla Yisrael that are called children to God, and we talk Abasha Ahevam Karolahem Bini Bechor Yisrael. And God refers to Kla Yisrael as children. Right, firstborns. Ksiv Aleiv Azar Hakrev Yumas. On them it is said that that they're considered a zar, a stranger comes close to the avoda will be killed. Ger Hakal. Shabbat Machlo Vatamil Al Achkam Kam. Me, a convert. I come with my staff and my bundle. Certainly, that if I come close to do the avoda, I'm going to die. Balif Ne Shama. He said in front of. He comes before Shama Relay. Right, so I'm not fit. Am I fit to be a Kohen Gadol? Doesn't Torah say Vazar Korev Yumas? But if Ne Hillel Amarlo, he said to Hillel, and Vison Hillel Yenuchu Lecha Brachos Aroshcha Sheik Shehik Ravtani Tachas Kanfei Eshchina. So he said, blessings will come on your head because you brought me closer to God's divine presence. And Liyamim, after some time, these Davgu Shloshtam, all three of these converts came, Lamakamecha, came to one place. Amru, they said, Kap Danuso Shoshamai, Biksha Latardena Minola. Shamai is, I guess, particular, being particular, almost threw us from this world. And Anvisanusa, Shalhilo Kervana Takas Kanshmeyashina, but Hillel's patience and humility brought us close to God's divine presence. So the so in other words, everyone, all these people knew what happened to themselves, but and each one was melamed zchus on Shammai, because maybe they saw that Hillel, that Shammai, that you know, their type of conversion wasn't going to be a complete conversion, and they saw that that's why Shammai pushed them off, so that maybe they would, you know, change their mind and convert more fully. But after they came together and it was clarified that all of them, you know, that Shammai pushed them all off, and so then they felt that basically Shammai was just trying to push them off, and if not for Hillel, they would have been sort of, you know, pushed away from this world as spiritually. That's what the Ben Yehoyada explains. That in other words, they thought that their situation was individualized until they met each other and realized there was a common thread. Okay, now the Gemara darshens out the pasuk in Yeshayahu of V'hoya emunasitecha chosen Yeshuos chachmas v'das yiras Hashem hi otzaro. So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, "My dixiv wasn't mean when the pasuk says in Yeshayahu V'hoya emunasitecha chosen Yeshuos chachmas v'das." And he explains that the beginning of this pasuk hints about the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, Emunah, which means faith. This Seder Zeraim, this refers to the book of the Seder Zeraim that relies on the faith of man, the Emunah of a Kaddish, of man, that he will separate his masros, he will tithe appropriately. Itecha, so that's your times. This Seder Moed, that's Moed, which deals with the different times, the Zmanim, Shabbos, and the holidays. Chosen, okay, Chosen Zen Nashim. So Chosen is a language of Yerusha, of Yarshim, of people who inherit that are born from a woman. Yeshuos, so this refers to Nezikim, that save them, that someone is careful to distance himself from damage and from being liable. So that's the laws save people from harm. Next is, one second. So next is Chachmas. So that is Seder Kachim. That's wisdom, I guess. That requires different types of wisdom because it has a lot of Chachma, more than other Siddur. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. And even though it says in Bava Basra that if you want to be smart, you should occupy yourself in Dinei Mamonos, that's because Dinei Mamonos has laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Beidaram Lachavero, so a person can achieve them. But Hilchos Kachim deal with a higher level than human wisdom. So that's Kachim. And Das, that's Seder Taharos. Okay, that's an even higher level than Chachma. Okay? Vafilu Hachi, nevertheless, even if you learned all Shisha Sedarim, Yiras Hashem Otsaro. So nevertheless, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yiras Hashem, that is his treasure house. Okay? So that is the end of the pasuk, which says that even though all these things are Chashim, the eyes of Hashem, so Yiras Hashem is greater. Amar Rava says, B'sheshem echnisi masan ladin. At a time where they bring a person into judgment, Omri lo, they ask him, Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, have you dealt faithfully with people? And that's hinted at the phrase emuna. Kavata itim l'torah, have you established time for Torah? That's itecha. Asakta v'priyavirvi, have you had children? That's chosen. Tzipisa l'yeshua, have you hoped for Yeshua that was said with different, that was said by the Nevi'im? That's Yeshuos. Pilpalta b'chachma, have you engaged yourself in wisdom? And hevanta davar mitoch davar, which is das, have you tried to understand matters from other matters? Vafilu hachi, and even if you've done all these things, yiras Hashem hi otzaro, if you mix in yiras Hashem with all these, in that's great, in lo, if not this, not. So now the key is you need to have yiras Hashem even when you're doing all these things. Mashal Adam Shamalishlucho, it's a parable that a person says to his messenger, Halali Ko Chitim Lalia, I want you to bring up a certain measure of wheat that you should watch it. Halach v'halalo, he brought it up. Amarlo, the Baal Bayis says, Eirapte li bahen kab chomton, have you mixed with them a measure of salty dirt that will ensure that the grain won't become wormy. Amar lo, lav. He said, no, Amar lo, mutav im lo halesa, better you not burn up the wheat to begin with. So in other words, the point is that Torah is critical, but you need to have Yiras Shemayim together with Torah. Because otherwise, it's not really much if you don't have Yiras Shemayim. So now that we're talking about the word chomton, so Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Ma'arv Adam Kav Chomton Bikor Shel Tuav Eina Choshesh. A person can mix a measure of chomton, this type of salty dirt, in a measure, in this large measure of grain, and that's not a violation of onah, of cheating someone, because when you sell someone a core for sale, so that it's understood that you're going to add as part of that this measure of chomton. Okay, now we're going to give another passage about learning Torah without Yiras Shemayim. Amar Rav Bar Rav Huna, call Adam Sheish Lo Torah. Any person who has Torah, ve'ein bo Yiras Shemayim, he doesn't have Yiras Shemayim. Doma legizbar shemasri lo miftechos hapnimios umiftechos hachitzonos lo masri lo b'hai ayel. It's similar to a gizbar, a guy who keeps a banker. If they give him the keys to the inner door of the treasure house, but to the outer door they don't give it to him, okay? Because you need the Yiras Shemayim. Machris Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai announces that someone who learns without Yiras Shemayim, Chaval al deleish ledarta v'tara ledarta avid. Woe to the person who doesn't have the courtyard and he makes a gate for his courtyard. The Torah is the gate through which to enter for Yiras Shemayim. So you need to have Yira first before Torah. You need to have the Yira Shemayim before you study Torah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Baruch Kadosh Baruch Hu Asa Olamo, Kadosh Yira Melfanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world so they should have Yira Shemayim in front of him. As the Pasuk in Amar Val, Kim Asa Shira Melfanav, because Kadosh Baruch Hu made that they should fear from him. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yasve. Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Lazar were sitting. Chalif Azil. So Rav Yaakov Bar Acha. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha walked before them. Amar lechad lechavri, one person said to the other, he said, Niku bikame, let us stand in front of him to honor him. Digvar dechil chatoin hu. He is a man who is Yirei Shemayim. He fears God. So Amar le'idach, the other one says, Neka mikame, digvar bar uryin hu. No, we should stand in front of him because he's a man of Torah. Amar le, the first one said, Amin aloch ana. I said a greater praise, the Gvar Dechil Chatoin Hu, Vata Martli Bar Oryan Hu. You said a lesser praise. Better the guy's Yiras Shemayim than he's a man of Torah. Tistayim, the Rabbi Lazar Hu, Damar, the Gvar Dechil Chatoin Hu. So we can conclude that Rabbi Lazar is the one who said that he was a God-fearing person. How? Damar Rabbi Yochan, Mishim Rabbi Lazar, Ein Lo La Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baloma El Yiras Shemayim Bilvad. The Rabbi Lazar said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Yiras Shemayim in this world. Shnemar, V'atah Yisrael Ma Hashem Elkech Shalom Yimachim Yira, etc. That Hashem, what does Hashem want? That He wants that man should fear God. V'yomar La'adam Hein Yiras Hashem Hi Chachba. And it also says by Yiyub that the fear of Hashem is wisdom. Shekein B'losh Nivari Korm La'achas Hein. That in Greek, it calls one, is the word Hein. When it says the word Hein, Yiras Hashem means one thing. Okay, so Tistayim, so indeed we conclude it's Rav Elazar who prays of Yaakov Barachat with his Yiras Chet, with his fear of God. Okay, as a continuation, that when they said, we saw in last stop, they wanted to hide Sefer Koheles because they had a lot of things that were contradictory. We're going to bring another pasuk that seems to contradict the words of Torah from Koheles. Darash Rav Ula. Rav Ula expounded, my deceit, what does it mean when it's written out Tirash Harbe, Tirshah Harbe? Don't be such a wicked person. So what does that mean? Harbehu the little lirsha, ha'am at lirsha. Well, you just shouldn't be a really bad Rasha. You shouldn't be really wicked, but you could be a little wicked. Ella mi sha'achal shum v'reichal nodev. Yachsav yochal shum achar v'hei reichal nodev. So what does that mean? It's b'derech mashal, the way of a parable. Someone who eats garlic and his smell is really bad, and the smell flows. And spreads, and it troubles his friend. It's just because you smell, you have one bad odor, should you eat again and have another bad odor? So that's very important. That's psychologically is very important. Some of these people say, "Ah, I'm a wicked person. I'm already a sinner, so I should sin more." Is that what we say? Just because you sin once and you have a bad odor from that first sin, that means you should continue? No, don't you sin once? Don't continue sinning. Okay. Darash. Now we're going to bring another passage about the bad that will happen to wicked people, and that adds wickedness to their wickedness. Darash Rava Bar Ula. So Rava Bar Ula expounds. My next thing, what does it mean when it's written in Tehillim? Ki ein chartzuvos lamosim vare ulam. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. God says, Lo daim l'rasham she'einam charedim v'atzevim. So that's the language of chartzuvos, charedim v'atzevim, that they're not. They don't fear God. They're not sad when they commit, miyom hamisa, from the day of death. They're not chartzuvos. They're not charedim and atzavim. They're not fearful and sad from the day of justice, from the day of judgment when they die. Ela shelibam bari lahem ku'ulam. But they believe they're bari ulam. Their hearts are, they feel that they're healthy and like an auditorium, I guess. It's open. In other words, they are happy with their deeds. Rabbah, this is what Rabbah means when it says, my dichsi, what does it mean when the Pasuk says, in Tehillim, Zed darkam kesel lamo. This Pasuk goes on what's said before, of kirba batema lamo. So that their insides are houses forever. What it says is here, means, it says, yodi mishayim shed darkam lamisa. They said, my way is for death. So nevertheless, that their sin is kesel lamos. Why? It's foolish. So why? V'yesh lahem chelev al kislam. And they have fat that covers their, here it means kislam, on their kidneys. So therefore, their kidneys aren't getting them to think about death and to do tshuva. So what he's saying that, you know, zed darkam kesel lamo, that basically they're covering their kidneys, which is will give them wisdom, that basically they're saying, you know, we don't need to do any more. We're already doomed. Shema Toma Shichohi Mayhem, that maybe that simply they're being forgetful from the day of death, and it's simply unintentional. Tamalomar Bachrayam Bafim Yirtu Sela, that the future that will come upon them after they die from this world. It's always on their mouth, and as they're constantly talking about it. But nevertheless, they don't repent. They think that the wicked person, once he sins a little bit, he thinks he's lost, and there's no hope for him. Okay, now we are going back. Now we're turning to the Gemara. We're going to Halacha, where the Mishnah says, "Kechas al haner." If you, the reason why you extinguish a candle is because you're afraid of a non-Jew, or you're afraid of. Now you're afraid of the lamp, that it might burst because it's getting so hot. So there you're chayev, and Viosi says you're potter. So Rav Yossi says, so he asked the question. So the Gemara asks, Rav Yossi, who holds that if you extinguish because you're concerned about a lamp or because of the oil, you want to save the oil, you're potter. But if you want to save the wick, you're chayev. So kaman sfirale, like whom does he hold? So, ik Rabbi Yehuda sfirale, if he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds what? Malacha she'ena tricha lagufa chayav, that if you do a malacha that has no constructive, that was no constructive purpose in the Mishkan, or we say not the same as done in the Mishkan, nevertheless you're chayav, afila baharach. Even if you want to save the lamp or the oil, nami lechayav, you should also be chayav, liable for kibui, for extinguishing. Rabbi Shimon sfirale, and if you hold, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who holds malacha shein etzricha legufa pater, so psila nami leftar, you should also be exempt, not liable, even if you want to extinguish the flames so that you can save the wick. So Amar Ula says laolam Rabbi Yehuda sfirale. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yehuda that malacha shein etzricha legufa is chayav, and therefore you should be chayav. Even when you extinguish, because you want to save on the oil or the lamp, Kasar Rav Yossi holds, Soser Almanas Livnos Bimekomo Heve Soser. He holds that when you destroy a house, let's say you destroy a building in order to build in its place, so then you violate the melacha of Soser. because you're destroying the building for a constructive purpose, because you're building on that place, that area, a better building. But Almanas Livnos Shalomim Komo, well, let's say you destroy a building and you take the stones and you want to build another building in another place. So then you'd be Pater. That's Lo Soser. That's not Soser. That's not considered Soser. Almanas Livnos. And you would be Pater. So similarly, he would say that if you extinguish a lamp, you're only Chaya if you do so to light with this lamp, with this wick, at another time, because that's similar to Soser Almanas Livnos Bimkomo, in its place. But if your intent, if you want to light this lamp, if you want to light with this lamp or with this oil, but you don't care about the wick, and you can say even if the wick is destroyed, then you'd be putter, because that's like destroying on condition to build in another place, because you're using other material. For this, Rav Yosef would exempt you. And the reason is because if you want to save the oil or the lamp, so that is like you're considering like you're building another place, because the malacha of kibui is not done with the lamp or the oil. The actual malacha of kibui is done with what? With the wick. Because what are you extinguishing? You're extinguishing the wick. So therefore, the binyan and the stira has to be is related to the wick itself. And if you don't care about the wick, so then it's like you're destroying in order to build, not in its place. So Omar Le Rabba, so Rabba says back to Ula, Michti, let's see. Kol malachos yalfinin lehum in Mishkan. All the malachos are learned from the Mishkan. V'hasam soser amanas livnos shlomim komohu. And there by the Mishkan, you're always destroying non-condition to rebuild it. Because why? What would the people do? They God said, time to get up, time to travel. They would take down the Mishkan, and then they would rebuild it when they got to their new place. So the whole destroying and building the Mishkan was soser amanas livnos b'makom acher. So Amalei said back to him, shiny, awesome, the Mishkan is different. Since God said, I want you to camp in this place, so the place, it's as if God told them before you destroyed the Mishkan to rebuild in this place. Because both places are by the word of God, so it's almost like it's the same place. Rabbi Yochanan says, La'olam, really Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon, really. He really holds like Rabbi Shimon. And really you should be Pater. Umayishna psila, so why then are you chayav if you destroy, extinguish the flame and you simply want the wick? Kidama Rav Huna, v'yisim Rav Adab Rabba. It's like Rav Hamnuna said, and some say it was Rav Adab Rabba said, Hacha v'psila shetzerch le'hav hava askinan. We're talking about a new wick that hasn't been singed yet. Because here, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you'd be chayef because you're fixing the kli, you're fixing the wick, because the wick wasn't singed before, and now by extinguishing it, it can catch the flame better, because next time, so that becomes kiboy tzarech legufo. That's for you're benefiting the wick. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Daikanan, we can infer that like Rav Yochanan's explanation of Rav Yossi, Dikatani, she ose pecham, because the Mishnah itself gives the reason. The Mishnah says the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayav for a wick is because you intend to make it into a coal, in a sense. In other words, you're making it better for it to light better. So that makes him lacha tzrichel gufo. V'lo katani b'bnei she nasis pecham. Didn't say because it became a pecham, that it was already singed, but now you right now are making it into a pecham. So shmamina, so we can prove that with this wick that we're talking about, a wick that wasn't singed before, and we are holding like so that we're holding like Rav Yochanan. It's really melachah shein tzrichel gufa, except for specifically the case of the when you want to save the psila of the wick. Okay, maybe we'll stop here because it's the Mishnah. And we'll continue with the Mishnah, God willing.